This is Chaplain Terry Warner. I'm going to stop the music for a few moments so you can grab a pen and some paper for your foundation scriptures. If you can't get onto a computer because you are driving or at work, when you can get online, you will find my podcasts and articles at thechaplainscorner.net. Starting at the beginning of the podcast, I will give you the season number and the episode number. Thank you so much for listening. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. And now, let's get going. Hello, friend. Chaplain Terry Warner here. The title of this podcast will be A National Prayer for the United States. It will be Season 4, Episode 17. It will publish on April the 22nd, 2024. Let us begin. Lord, we come to you on bended knee and with our hearts overflowing with much grief and sorrow. Luke 6:45 says, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks." Genesis 17:1-4 says, "And when Abraham was 99, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be perfect, or upright, or sincere. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. Neither shall your name any more be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations I have made thee." Notice nation is plural there. "And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto you, and thy seed after you, and I will give unto you, and thy seed after you, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, Thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations." Those of you who are saying, "Well, Chaplain Terry, that is Old Testament." Okay, let's look at Galatians 3:6-14. "Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness," or right standing, "know you therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham." That's us. "And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preaching before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all the nations," that's plural again, "be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is every one that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified or made right in God's eyes by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man does them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles," that's us, "through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Like it or not, this country is a creation of Almighty God. However, our prayer and words must address our shortcomings and sins first before we can effectively pray for our nation. Therefore, we confess our sins of not following your commandment to love one another, the killing of innocent human beings while still in the womb, the blatant disregard of our Constitution and its laws that have served us well over the past 200 years. We have disregarded your first command and have served other gods, money, and statues. Our money and our government promoted all these sins above your name. We have made gods out of movie stars, sports stars, celebrities. We have promoted evil and filth and distributed the junk science of environmental woes based upon lies and half-truths. Most of all, we have, as individuals, turned our hearts and souls away from your love and care. Please forgive us of all these sins, and let us receive your direction to turn our hearts back to you. Now, Lord, we are witnessing our beloved nation declining into apostasy at an alarming rate, and it's breaking our hearts to observe and watch the abuse and lawlessness continue at a fast rate. We see your signs in the heavens and stars and moon. We idly sit by and shake our head in woe and sorrow as sex trafficking and drugs pour across our borders. We see many crooked politicians, judges, and law enforcement sit idly by as thousands of atrocities are committed daily. One of the main functions and responsibility of our government is to protect our citizens. By reducing our military and defunding our police, we are putting our citizens in harm's way while letting our illegals break our laws without any consequences. We see our freedom and liberties dwindling each day and our educational system being filled with indoctrination of leftist policies. We could go on and list even more shortcomings, but it would be a futile exercise in unbelief and frustration. We have failed to understand and have fallen into the belief that all of this is caused by a political party or a small group of individuals. It is not. It is a spiritual war, and the sooner we quit fighting each other and start resisting the devil, actually defeating the devil and his demons in high places, the sooner we can return to a godly nation and start living under the blessings of God again. Jesus Christ will be returning soon. We don't know when. But wouldn't it be nice if we were having a safe and secure and a lot better nation than what we have right now? Starting today, I'm going to turn my thoughts and actions into promoting my nation as a nation of freedom, peace, love, compassion, and empathy for the lost and condemned. I will make it a point to speak love to my fellow man. I will make a sincere effort to follow God's commandment of love. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land." In Jesus' name, amen. We cannot continue to leave our borders open and unattended. Remember, even God sets limits on who enters heaven, and those who do not follow God's law are not allowed in a heavenly citizenship. Our political officials, along with our media, have lied and fed us propaganda and misleading information to drive our country into socialism and eventually into a one-world order that is contrary to God's law. That's my opinion, and I'll stand back of it. Lord, please show us individually what we need to do to turn this nation back to God. Otherwise, our children and grandchildren will be under the rule of godless and evil despots. In Jesus' name, amen. This has been Chaplain Terry Warner. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. When you go to my podcast website, there will be a drop-down menu for my website. It signs you up for my newsletter. You will be able to privately email me with your questions and comments. You will be lifted up in prayer every day. Your information will never be sold or given out. Please like, share, and follow me on social media. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name.